Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Want to invite us this morning so that we can be able to understand the worship in the new temple, in the new sanctuary, and the old sanctuary. We want to compare what the writer says, that the old type of worship is, he uses three main words, that they are old, they are out of date, they are obsolete, and they are soon disappearing. Now, these are the three words that we concluded in yesterday's session. Romans 8 and verses 13 says, by calling this covenant new, God has made the first covenant, number one, obsolete. It is old and it is outdated and would soon disappear. Why would people desire to go back to the things the author of life call old? Why would want to continue worshiping, doing the best thing we are called to do, because we are born to worship or to be worshippers? We look at work as part of worship. We look at leadership as part of worship. We look at what, you know, the dominion that we have is part of worship. Why would people desire to go to do the way they used to do? Yes, they are doing worship, but they want to do in the old way. Why would you want to go to the old ways of doing things? Why do people want to go to the ancestral worship, which is old, which is outdated, which is obsolete? And the Bible says, God says, it will soon disappear. Why do people want to hold on to that? In life, when there's a new fashion, people go for a new fashion. They don't go back to the old one. We had talked about a very good example is the computer models. Today we have got very high level computer models with all the software, with the Microsoft softwares. Why would somebody want to go back to the old machines that used to call them DOS, that used to strike one keyboard after the other? It is unfair. It is unfortunate. People don't want to go back there. Why do people want to go back to the old clothes that they have been used? They have been torn. We don't go back there. We keep desiring new models of vehicle, new models of phone, new models of computer, new models of houses, new models of lives. We need new models. But why are people going back to the old model of worship, which is old? Outdated means it is out of date. It has expired, and it will soon disappear. And so that was the challenge that we are being given here. That is the encouragement that the worshippers who are returning to that old one, to that obsolete one, they were given. And so this time in chapter 9, we want to look at verse 1 to 10, and we want to look at how that old structure looked like, that old monument looked like, that was that Moses built according to the pattern given to him by God. And we want to be encouraged that don't go back there and be challenged. Now, the first covenant had regulations for worship and also an earthly sanctuary. So let's look at this old, obsolete, outdated, soon disappearing covenant. It's a shadow of the reality, and a shadow disappears once the reality comes. Once the sun comes to the top, that knowledge, the old is forgotten. But it is, let's look at it so that we can only go back to the Old Testament, even reading and studying the Old Testament to help us understand the background. That's why we have always done the New Testament year after year after year. Not that we don't believe in the Bible, in the Old Testament. We do believe. But we go back to the Old Testament just to help us understand the background of the things, so that we can, when you go back, we can say, this is how life began. And we are encouraged not to dwell there in terms of practices, because you discover some practices are outdated. You know what is outdated? For example, killing the enemies literally. That is odd. It is outdated. Is obsolete. It disappeared already. Going to get the people's land literally, that disappeared. You don't get it anywhere. This kind of name and claim thing doesn't go that way. We need to know that we have even a better covenant of the spiritual things that are kept in heaven, spiritual blessings that are kept in heaven for us. And we can only acquire them by faith. We can only acquire them by going through Jesus Christ, not by going through the law. So let's look at this first tabernacle, this monument, because today's monument, where Jesus is, heaven, where Jesus entered, is the real thing. But what Moses built was a copy, was a type. You cannot go to photocopy when you have got new. So people, avoid going back to the ancestral worship. Stop taking blood of bulls. Stop taking cows and goats so that somebody can speak life in you. Go through the blood of Jesus. The Father, who is the Father of your soul, has already given you the goat. You know, the normal says you have to come with a goat. Your Father must give you a goat. A Father in heaven has already done that. For God so loved the world, who is our Father in heaven, that gave the lamb of sacrifice. That's given for us. And we believe it is enough. Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. Let's understand this Old Testament. A tabernacle was set up in its first room, where the lampstand and the table with its consecrated bread, this was called the holy place. Now that is the sanctuary that Moses built. It had two parts, holy place. And you see what was in the holy place? There was the lampstand, there was the body of the table of the showbread, and behind the curtain was a room called the most holy place of the Holy of the Holies, which had the golden altar of incense and the gold-covered Ark of the Covenant. This Ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablet of the covenant. Above the ark were the cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement cover. But we cannot discuss these things in details. Why don't we discuss them in details? Two reasons. Because we don't need to understand so much about it. It is outdated. It is out of date. It is soon disappeared. Actually, it is disappearing. It is obsolete. It is expired. We have a better one now. We need to keep thinking about the new one. So one of the reasons why we don't discuss in details is because We cannot get time to discuss in details for the old and for the new. We need to emerge and we need to give ourselves into the new one and understand where we are. Number two, why we cannot discuss in details is because we cannot really understand those things, and there's no space for that. These things, we cannot be able to put them in our minds. So he says, when everything had been arranged like this, the priest entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that's only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit was showing, now this is the word now, the Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed, as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and the sacrifice being offered were not able to clear the concerns of the worshipper. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washing, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. You see, we are being told that they applied until the time of the new order. Now, the sanctuary that Moses built had two parts, holy place and the most holy place. And we are told that in the holy place, we had the light, the menorah. It was light, so that it gives light, all understanding. And there was show bread to give us life. The priest would go there daily to do his ministry. And people would wait outside so that the priest would go there on your behalf. But number two, there was a curtain. And the other part of the room was divided by a curtain, a heavy curtain, that the priest would go there only once. But he would go there for himself first and for the people. And you not go without blood, the blood of animals, so that the blood would be able to cover the sins that you have committed, so that you are allowed to get in. But once you get there, there was nowhere to sit. And we are told that the going there, these sacrifices and offerings that were offered there, could not be able to clear concerns. They only covered the outer part of the worship, I mean, of the worshiper. They only affected the external, the outer, but the behavior only, but not the concerns. But why were they being given? Why were they not affecting the inner? Because that place was already disclosed. It was already closed, that is. Nobody could have gone there, where God used to sit, where the mercies of God. People could not be able to access the mercies of God for themselves. Because you see, in the inner place, there was the most holy place, and there was the mercy seat. There was the law of God. There was, the provisions that are there through manna. And, there was the power or the rod of Moses, Aaron, that budded, which had the power. And so people could not be able to access the presence of God, they could not be able to access the manna, which is the provisions of God. They could not get the Moses' rod, or the Aaron's Lord, which is the power of God, and they needed somebody to bargain or somebody to go in. They needed somebody, power bargain, a go-between to be able to request God to give you these things. So that room was crossed. And thank God that the day Jesus died, that curtain was torn into two. And everybody can get straight to God. That's what we are talking about. You can worship for yourself. You don't need to take goods for people. We don't. It is unfortunate that people are still taking a goat so that the evils that were done in the past could be cleared. We can go straight to Jesus. We can confess our sins. Jesus has given us room by the cutting of the room, of the curtain, through the death or the destruction of his body. We are healed and we can get in. Father, we thank you for giving us space to come to your room, to come to you. Thank you for accepting us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.